Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, last week, I used the expression, their cheese has slipped off the cracker. Well, prior to that comment, we all knew and know now more than ever before that Mr. Biden's cheese has also slipped off the cracker. Started a long time ago, as we have witnessed, when he couldn't put a thought from his head through his vocal cords without stuttering and stammering and then making excuses for ineptness. And this is the president of the largest and richest country in the world. Now, more than ever, his own party has gone the bipartisan route and has chastised and criticized his action to what? Forgive the college student loans. Round figures, it's going to cost the average taxpayers, that's you and me and your friends, over $2,000 a year. Now, if you're good at math and know the number of taxpayers in this country, that's going to be close to $500 billion. That's half a trillion. Back to the dollars and cents of all this, and I don't mean common sense. So what do you tell the people who struggle to do the right thing and pay it off their loans? How in the name of Zeus's butthole, thank you, Nicolas Cage, for that expression, is any of this fair to them? How in the world does a doctor who is now making $200,000 a year as a radiologist get off with not paying back the loan? The same as a graduate with a degree in underwater basket weaving and working in McDonald's. How did that compare? And my dad used to have that expression, don't blankety-blank a blanker. How people forget so easily is beyond the imagination. And honest to the heavens above, if there is still a small likelihood that one of you out there are still on the fence with this administration, please go to the file and listen to what Nancy Pelosi had to say just about a year ago. And if this is not the 180-degree turn on events, it'll turn your stomach. Well, nothing else will. Nothing will do it other than maybe a raw oyster sandwich on wheat bread with peanut butter and jelly. Well, she said, and I paraphrase, the President of the United States does not have the power to forgive college student loans. Do I have to repeat that for you? No president has the power to reprieve student loan debt. Must be an act of Congress. Whoops! Cheese has slipped further off the cracker, folks. Just one look at Pelosi should tell you that. You can only hope that the libtards eat the results of this decision and choke on it. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.